أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا قل إني لن يجيرني من الله أحد ولن أجد من دونه ملتحدا إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون فسيعلمون من أضعف ناصرا وأقل عددا صدق الله العظيم. In these ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى commands our Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم to make some proclamations and to state the realities of the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I proclaim or I call my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My ibadat, my dedication, my supplication, everything of mine is dedicated to my Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. And I do not ascribe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone else as partners. The first proclamation is the proclamation of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that I worship only one Allah. قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا. The second proclamation is, say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly I do not have any power of harming you or on guiding you or bringing you on the straight path. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make this proclamation that harm, difficulties, trials, tribulations, all of it will come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I have absolutely no power in it. I have absolutely no harm in it. Wala rashada, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent me the Quran. Allah has made me His Nabi. I bring you the message. I show you the path. And that is where it stops. Guidance, hidayat, that comes from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He guides the hearts. He knows who he is going to guide and bring on the straight path. He knows who is going to stray away from the straight path. All of that is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The third proclamation, قُلْ إِنِّي لَيُّجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدْ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly, I cannot help anyone, I cannot save anyone from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is such that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has all the power, and لَي يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدْ. No one can save me from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that if perchance I stray from the path of Allah, if perchance there is some shortcomings in my obligations to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if perchance I do not fulfill the commandments of Allah, لَي يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ. There is no one that can save me from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, if no one else can save me from Allah, how can I save anyone else? وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا. And besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not find any protection. I do not find any shelter, any refuge. In other words, there is no one else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for me. So if my condition is such, then obviously everybody else's condition will be the same. Illa balagham min Allahi wa risalati. Besides the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has charged me with the responsibility of balagh to send down or to deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa risalati, and to bring whatever the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is, to convey that message. That is all my responsibility, to deliver and to convey the message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا, then whoever disobeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, then certainly for that person is the fire of Jahannam, and he will remain in it forever and ever. That is all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tasks. That is all within the capability, the capacity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I do not have any capability or capacity insofar as that is concerned. My duty, responsibility is to convey and to bring to you the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has delivered to me. Hatta idha ra'aw ma yu'adun, until they see whatever has been promised to them, in that when that happens, they will see whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised. That in this material life, they were saying to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring this day that you speak about, bring the azab of Allah ta'ala that you speak about, but that will happen then when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires, and that will be in the akhirat. فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَضْعَفُ نَاصِرًا, at that time they will see who has the weaker or who has the weakest helper. In this world they had ganged up against me. In this world they had showed their full strength, and that is referring to the Quraysh of Makkah. But at that time they will see who is the weakest insofar as help is concerned. وَأَقَلُّ عَدَدًا, in this world, and that was at the early point of Islam, that they thought that they had the larger numbers. But when it all happens on the day of Qiyamah, they will realize that who they will see who has the least in numbers. In other words, this is not a game of numbers. This is not a game of strength in this world. It is all about pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not give the full reward in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not show His full help in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give the full bounties in this world. All of it Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has left for the year after. So these are some of the proclamations that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has commanded our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to proclaim to the Quraysh of Makkah, that as far as ibadat is concerned, it is only to one Allah, and that is Tawheed. Insofar as the responsibility is concerned, the responsibility is that of conveying, and of course, I cannot do more than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the capacity for me to do. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.